1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
I sometimes wonder if we're losing the art and grace of conversation. Have you experienced what I have? You sit down with someone for lunch and the conversation is all one way. They don't ask questions, but just talk. It's as if the other person isn't even there. In other words, there's talk, but no conversation. It sometimes appears that conversation is a declining art. I wonder about this, especially in light of Colossians 4:6, which commands Christ followers to, quote, let our conversation be always full of grace. There's nothing like a great conversation where two people talk about things, each person in listening, sharing, exploring, responding, questioning, empathizing. There's give and take on people, things, ideas, values, feelings. Not long ago, we had a very prominent Christian leader over for dinner. My wife and I anticipated the evening. She made a wonderful Greek meal. But all through the night, this leader dominated the conversation, talking about his life, work, and opinions. He was full of himself, and he never asked any questions. When we tried to invite his wife into the conversation, he steered the conversation away from her and back to himself. It was kind of a conversational narcissism. At the end of the evening, we felt, well, empty and unknown. We had another such evening with a very prominent theologian and his wife, the same setup, but it was very different as an evening. The man has written volumes. But throughout the night, they asked questions and follow-up questions. They listened actively, picked up on things, genuinely cared for us with their words. They asked about our story, inquired about our children, listened to our ideas. Even if they did not agree with us, they showed gracious respect. Which takes me back to Colossians 4:6. The full verse reads in the NIV, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. In the context, Paul is writing to a group of early Christians in Colossae. At the end of his letter, he gives them instructions about relating to unbelievers. He wants us to find some common interest or association and use gracious, wholesome words. Our words are to be seasoned with salt, meaning they should add flavor, bring blessing, and have a purifying effect. Of course, this instruction builds on other things that Paul writes in his other letters. Our words are also to be truthful and wholesome, according to Ephesians 4, and helpful, building each other up. Look, it's easy for anybody to fall into bad conversational habits. So here are a few reminders. When you converse, listen as much as you talk. Don't just use the downtime to think about what you'll say next, but practice active listening. It's the old God gave you two ears and only one mouth for a reason. Also, care about the person in your conversation. Show interest. C.S. Lewis once said, next to the blessed sacrament itself, your neighbor is the holiest object presented to your senses. And then ask questions of the other person. Open-ended questions, not just yes or no questions. Ask follow-up questions. Explore. Go deeper. Think of the conversation as a game of ping pong. Let it go back and forth. If the ball is served to you, hit it back. Let the conversation be a dialogue, not a monologue. Welcome difference of opinion. Rather than get defensive, look for what you can affirm. Find out how the person got to that position. Say, help me understand. And feel free to disagree with respect. That's part of good conversation, too. Finally, ask good probing questions. I often ask a person to tell me their story, which inevitably leads them to ask me about mine, which is an opportunity to share my faith. Sometimes I ask a person to describe their spiritual journey. And I love asking young people, what's your dream? Or you can ask people about the books they've read or movies they've seen or what their job entails. When you meet a leader, you can find out who influenced them, what their most important decisions have been, how they keep growing, how they shape their corporate culture. You see, all these things contribute to the art and grace of conversation. Yes, grace. Good conversation is one way to love our neighbor. In real conversation, you give yourself to someone, just as God gave himself to you in Christ.
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helps you develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. If you'd like to listen again to today's program, go to rts.edu/ Orlando.